assassin. Sounds so exotic. I was just a murderer.
Ladies and gentlemen, it was a cold-blooded, premeditated murder.
Welcome back to Crew Crime, a true crime podcast with Saf
and Matt.
And we've got a fucked up next couple of stories for you. We got a request for Joe Metheny.
Yeah. From who was it? What's up, Ellie?
Ellie, talk about Joe Metheny. I think he gave people human hamburgers.
Yeah.
So you say you think he gave people human hamburgers, and it seems to be that is what many of the people think.
Yeah.
But
you did inspire the topic of this episode.
1000% yeah. You did. I've got a crazy story. His name is Armin Mivis.
Mm-hmm.
He's a German cannibal who did some really fucked up shit. You guys are not even fucking ready for sure. For sure.
Yeah. The next two episodes are going to be on murderers who fed people their murder victims.
Yeah. And so, dude, you guys... I guess let's cheers real quick.
Oh, it's going to be a shitty one because I have a full beer.
My wine is full too.
Okay, let's see. Oh!
We are insane, dude.
That wasn't bad. Okay.
Okay, okay. The Cannibal of Rottenburg or the Master Butcher?
The Master Butcher. Okay, maybe I've heard of him, but I don't think so.
Here's the thing. He only killed one dude. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did he do fucked up shit to other people, though?
Not even.
Really?
You're just not ready for what he did to this guy.
Fuck. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay, let's
for
do
sure.
It.
Okay, so Armin Mivis was born December 1st, 1961. He was the youngest of three brothers and was raised in Kassel, Germany.
Kassel, Germany.
Not spelled like regular castle.
How is it spelled?
K-A-S-S-E-L.
Kassel.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, Kassel, Germany. When he was 3 years old, his family bought a 36-room manor, like a fucking mansion.
Holy shit, what did they do for work?
Honestly, don't know. I did look, and this story, at first I was like, man, this is kind of a short story.
Yeah.
Then I watched a couple documentaries, and I was like, whoa, here's the fucking story, dude.
Okay, and what year is this taking place in again? Like, when is he born?
He was born 1961.
61? Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, I mean...
Fairly recently? I guess not really.
Not really at all. Really.
Like, my grandma was born in the late 60s.
60 years ago.
Yeah.
2021, 1961.
Mm-hmm. Math on
the pod. Whoa. It was meant as like a more of like a retreat home, but it's where his family stayed full time. Basically, though, it's like in a city of like less than 100 people.
What the fuck is a 36-bedroom manor doing in a town of 100 people?
It's like a retreat home.
What the fuck? Shit.
So his two brothers were actually his half-brothers from Armin's mom's previous relationship. I did see another thing saying that it was from his dad's previous relationship.
Oh, okay.
Kind of conflicting stories.
Either way, step-siblings. Okay.
Yeah, well, half-siblings. Yeah, half-siblings.
Yeah.
Basically, though, from what I gathered, they were half-brothers from Armin's mom's previous relationship, and they left to stay with their other parent at a very young age.
Oh, so it was just him alone, then, in the 36-bedroom manor.
Yes, with
That's his... fucking horrifying.
Yeah. It's huge. In a town of, like, not very many
Do
people.
You have a picture of the manor? Because I'm imagining, like, Hill House type shit. Like, well, horrifying.
Honestly, I found the house to be rather scary. Let me pull it up for
okay.
you.
Okay, I mean, it's a 36-bedroom manor, so, like, I feel like it's gonna be horrifying.
Dude, okay, are you ready? Because you're gonna definitely think it's spooky.
Oh, are you fucking kidding me, dude?
No, I'm 1000%
Is that the bathroom in there?
What?
Oh my god,
that's
dude.
That's real. Hang on, let me see. Yeah, this is for real.
Ew, my god. It looks like a mental asylum.
That's a serial killer bathroom.
Yeah,
but honestly, this
guy's
not even a serial killer. He's a single killer, as I said before.
Still very much a murder bathroom.
Yeah,
so.
For sure. I would agree.
Yeah, that shit's just as creepy as I expected.
Yeah. Definitely.
Google that shit.
And I'll also post it on the Instagram.
Boom, there you go.
Yeah, solid. When Armin was 8 years old, he was just with his mom and his dad in this huge fucking manor. 36 rooms.
Yeah, that's horrifying.
Spooky bathroom.
Oh my god.
Spooky. Then one day, his dad just up and leaves, storms out of the house, and now it's just him and his mom.
Oh, so he, like, leaves. He's, like, fucking gone.
Dude, you're not even ready for how left he was.
He was.
I guess you say how gone he was.
Yeah.
I guess his dad had always kind of been, like, uninterested in Armin, very dismissive of him,
oh, okay.
like,
That's
was not
up.
Giving him any attention. And when his parents got, I guess, divorced, his dad was like, this is my out. I'm fucking never coming back. Never again does he ever contact Armin or his mother.
Are you serious?
Just gone.
Wait, 100%. What was like the tipping point for him?
Who knows?
He just left.
Here's the thing. Again, this I thought this story was going to give me nothing, and I'm so stoked that I was able to find what I was able to find.
Yeah. So this guy was literally just like, eh, this kid ain't shit, and he just like left?
Yeah.
Damn.
Because okay. He was, I guess, like they were already getting a divorce, right? So he was like, I don't want my kid anyway. And yeah, that's what I gathered. I mean, tell me if I'm wrong.
That's a dick move. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Living with his mom was not great. She was extremely strict. She would lecture him and reprimand him very harshly in public.
Ooh. Like, okay.
But then at the same time, like, he wasn't allowed to go anywhere by himself.
Mm.
So everywhere he went, his mom was with him, lecturing him, getting on his fucking case about shit. She didn't like men, and she very much took it out on him.
Okay, well, that's not okay.
Yeah, and obviously she was pissed about his dad.
That's like some Ed Kemper shit, for sure.
Yeah, actually.
I can see that.
So Armin says that after his family fell apart, he was extremely lonely, and it felt like not only did his whole family fall apart, but his whole life fell apart. He was, like, crushed.
Yeah, and I mean, he was so young.
He was so young.
In his creepy manner.
Poor guy.
With its porcelain blue bathrooms.
All I have to say to is shit gets weird real quick. Are you ready?
It's already strange, so let's get into it.
It gets weird. Where he grew up, again, I told you there was, like, very few people. Like, one of the things I read said only to, like, 25, like, kids total or something like that.
Shit.
So, I mean, if that's any
indication?
Yeah. If it's any indication, then, I mean, there you go. But there was only one other boy his actual age.
Oh, okay.
In, like, the whole, like, neighboring, like, town or whatever. Because he grew up without a dad or really any friends except for that one boy, he created an imaginary brother named Frankie.
Oh, no.
Who he worked through his first cannibalistic thoughts with.
Okay, no.
He says that he felt listened to by Frankie because his mother never listened to him.
Okay.
He also says that as a kid, he had been rather well-behaved, but he had also been obsessed with the story of Hansel and Gretel, specifically because of the part where the witch fattens Hansel up to cook him and eat him.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Yeah.
And he told this to his imaginary brother, Frankie?
His imaginary brother, yep.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Along with this, he would watch Robinson Crusoe, which has a scene where Robinson Crusoe saves a newfound friend from being eaten by cannibals.
Okay.
He would also watch videos of butchers cutting up meat.
Okay, come on now. You don't have to do that.
When he was 12 years old, he started fantasizing about eating his one friend. Okay. So that he would become a part of him and never leave him. So, I don't know. I think, like, looking at this, this is obviously a kid who's got abandonment issues, for sure.
Yeah.
He has got abandonment issues.
Without a doubt.
At the same time, like, he's, like, 12 years old, and he's, like, self-realized himself as a cannibal.
Yeah. That's crazy.
That's nuts.
Because, I mean, that kind of reminds me of, like, Jeffrey Dahmer, too, where, like, he wanted to eat people so they would, like, always be a part of him.
Be a part of him.
It's kind of weird. I don't know how people get to that place, but I guess they do.
Yeah, how do you convince yourself that's the best way to keep someone with you? You're going to be, like, take them away from continuing to live.
Yeah.
So that they can
so you can eat them and then poop them out. Yeah. You don't even get to keep them.
You don't.
I guess you, I mean, to
you
get
to them. Get the, you get to keep their, like, bacteria or some shit.
I mean,
real quick. I have this just at, like, the end of my notes because I was like, I mean, at some point it'll come up. But let's listen to this because this all is applicable to this story.
Okay, very let's see. Much.
On the note of cannibalism,
mm-hmm.
not illegal in Germany, which is where this is all taking place. Okay. Cannibalism itself is not illegal.
Okay.
But in one of the documentaries I watched, a specialist talks about how, like, cannibalism is, like, a taboo, right?
Yeah.
It's not illegal in a lot of places, not just Germany. However, there's, like, the societal pressure not to do it because it's, like, fucked up.
Well, yeah, I would hope so. There's some pressure to not eat other people.
Right? But then he also, like, he mentions, and I thought this was interesting, he mentions, like, how, like, incest is, like, a taboo, but at the same time, not only is it a taboo, it's, like, not at all beneficial, and it's actually rather detrimental because genetically, can I talk?
Genetically?
Because, like, genetically, it'll fuck your kids up. Like,
yeah. Like, speaking of which, I have to show you a video after this. Remind me. Incest family video on YouTube.
Okay.
It's
definitely
like,
I'll remember.
It's like an interview with this family that's been, like, through generations of incest, and they're all fucked up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. How the soft white underbelly. Everyone should look it up.
The soft white
underbelly? Let me hype this YouTube channel up. It's called the Soft White Underbelly. And, like,
that's
this guy.
YouTube channel?
Yeah. And this guy just goes and he, like, interviews people who are, like, homeless meth addicts. He's like interviewed rapists. He's interviewed incest, like, families. Yeah, prostitutes, like all this shit. Like, he'll like interview like all of these people that are going through hard times and just like put their shit out there.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's really crazy.
I bet that gives you a very wide perspective.
Yeah, you watch one and you're like, oh, okay. That's like, that's enough for that day. But like,
will I cry with these people?
Ugh, it's intense, dude.
Will I cry?
No. Really? I mean, maybe. Maybe.
Oh, God.
It's kind of sad.
It just makes me sad that people do that. But on the same note of incest, so it's a taboo, right?
Mm-hmm.
Genetically, it fucks your kids up, whatever. But, like, cannibalism is, like, the same. It's evolutionary. It's not beneficial at all. In many cases, it causes diseases, especially if you eat the brain, where, like,
yeah, where the prions are going to get all up in your shit.
Yeah.
Fuck and your brain up.
This guy says we can and should assume that those diseases are intended to stop us from doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, unless you're in times of, like, distress, right? As far as, like, crime cannibalism goes, the commonality is very rare. It's not often done in crimes.
Yeah.
However, in, like war or conflict situations, cannibalism goes way up because people are doing it because they need to.
They gotta eat some food.
Exactly. Yeah. So, it's like, I think maybe those diseases are there to stop it, for sure.
Yeah.
But what do you do when you gotta do it?
Don't eat the brain.
Don't eat the brain.
That's the only advice I can give you. Yeah. Start from the calf muscles up.
Solid, solid advice.
Yeah.
You know what? I think this guy took it. So let's get back into Armin Mivas.
God.
Yeah. He's 12 years old. He started fantasizing about eating his friend, right? Keep him from leaving him or whatever the fuck. Well, he's an only child. He's been abandoned. He doesn't feel loved by even his mom. He doesn't want his friend to leave him. I don't see how he's fantasizing about eating him.
Yeah, I think that's a different thing.
I don't see that at all.
That's a different thing.
That makes no sense. But that's where he's at.
Yeah.
Okay, so he leaves home at 19 years old to join the West German Army in 1981.
Uh-oh, okay.
He had this whole, like, dream of being a career soldier, so he spends 12 years in the army, surrounded by young men who got his imagination going.
Is he gay?
So that's what the kind of documentary, like, talks about, so let's talk about that a little bit here. So interviewers later looking into the story talked to people who knew him, including the one friend that, like, grew up in his neighborhood. Apparently, while he was in the army, he made a friend who was a girl. However, it never actually went anywhere. It was just, like, a friendship.
Okay. Did he have any thoughts? Anything?
Well, so he never mentioned having a girlfriend at any point he was ever talked to or being interested in anyone. And his friend from childhood, the one who'd been with him, I guess went to the army with him.
Okay.
So for, I mean, he was in the army for 12 years, but at least at the beginning in the army, this friend was with him. And he says that he had girlfriends, but Armin never had any.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So then I think he's probably gay.
Well, listen to this. One time Armin asked him if he thought that he, Armin, was gay. He's like, yo, bro, you think I'm gay?
Oh my God. What kind of question is that?
Well, and I love the way the guy answered this in the interview. Because he's like, he answers it in German, but it had like a, a dubbed version.
Yeah, dubbed.
We're talking anime here.
Yeah.
But yeah, he had like a dubbed version of like this guy just basically saying like, when he asked me that, I was like, whoa, dude, like, I think that's something you need to know for yourself. Like, I can't say what's in your soul. Like, I don't know if you're gay or not. And then he's like, haha, but secretly, like, I definitely thought he was gay the whole time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, of course. Of fucking course.
Yeah. He's like, LOL. Yeah, I always thought he was. So not only like, in the military, was Armin being like, hey, well, I'm surrounded by all these boys. Like, they got his imagination racing. This whole time, he's still having cannibalistic thoughts.
So he's thinking about cannibalism the whole time he's in the army.
Yes,
still.
Essentially. Okay, but he's not doing anything. He's not doing anything.
I would hope not. That'd be a risky move to do that shit while you're in the army.
Wildly risky.
Yeah.
He was also getting, like, a sense of power, because especially if, after being in the army for 12 years, like, he's moved up some ranks. He's now getting, in all his life, he's felt powerless, especially with his mom just coming down on him all the time.
That's true.
So, I don't know. The power kind of got to him. Things went sour with the army rather quickly. One Christmas, he drunk crashes his Mercedes.
Oh, the army was paying him well.
Yeah, I guess so.
Or I guess his family, maybe, since he grew up in a 32-bedroom haunted manor.
And I still, if any of you happen to find out where his parents worked, or what they did.
I bet they came from old money.
Probably. I bet it was old money. A 36-room manor?
Yeah.
And, like, you saw the picture.
It's big and horrifying.
But the bathroom was terrifying.
I think probably the whole thing is not great.
Let's dive a little deeper later.
Yeah.
Okay. He loses his license. Obviously, DUI situation goes on here. He loses his license. Okay, so he now gets his license back.
All right, sure.
Crashes his car again. Drunk Fuck. Driving.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm. He gets basically, like, pushed out of the army.
You know
he
what? It's so easy
he
to
has
do,
to get
though.
Out of there. What up?
To drink and not drive. Like, it's so fucking
yeah,
easy.
Yeah, let's talk about
you
that.
You know what I mean?
You don't have to drink and drive.
You don't. So if you get multiple DUIs, I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Like, we all make a mistake, and DUI is a big one. But, like,
yeah, and fucking here's the thing. Nobody's perfect.
No, but if you're getting, like, three of them.
Come on. Yeah.
Dude.
Come on.
You gotta not be driving cars.
Drive safer, goddammit.
Walk places when you're drunk.
If any
Sorry.
Of our listeners needed to hear this.
I think our listeners are smart enough to know to not drive. Drive.
I would also say, don't drive right now, Maddie.
Are you sure? I feel pretty good. Honestly, let's go drive around the block
no,
real quick.
Never, Maddie. I will steal your keys.
Wow, that was good. That's good. It's a good tactic to stop drunk driving.
If we ever need to teach a assembly or something, I think we got it.
I think we'd be do you think schools would hire us?
Don't drive drunk.
The crew trime chicks.
You'll die in a car accident. Yeah. And that's a crew trime, if you ask me.
Oh my god, I'm gonna fucking kill myself. Are you beatboxing?
It was actually a gun.
Oh, no, it wasn't. It absolutely wasn't.
Okay, so he leaves the army.
Okay.
Because he's too fucking drunk all the time, and they're basically like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, that'll do it.
So he returns home to his mother's manor.
God, she's still living in that creepy place?
Mm-hmm. And this is 1993 now.
Okay.
So, fuck.
And the dad's not back. He's still gone.
Yeah. So he's like 32 at this point.
Fuck. Okay.
Yeah. He's like 32 at this point. Oh, his dad never fucking contacts them.
I wouldn't think so.
Yeah, never again. So he's too much of a drunk, goes home, cares for her in 1993. He changes things up in his life a little bit. He was taking care of his elderly mother, taking a drink of my wine.
Sip, sip. Okay, how old is she at this point? Like, in her, like, 80s?
I mean, I would assume.
Yeah.
Something like that. He had gotten a job as a computer repair technician, doing, like, servicing, like, large banks and, like, big corporations like that.
Yeah.
In 1999, when Armin was about 38, his mom died, and he got the family's mansion in the will. Obviously, because it was just really him and her.
Yeah.
Really.
That's true. I would sell that shit so quick.
Oh my god, get rid of it.
Yeah, literally get the fuck rid of it.
Cool, but like, no.
No.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, but cool.
Yeah.
This was like the first time that truly he ever lived alone. Sure, in the military, he was like not with his mom.
Yeah.
But he was never living alone.
Yeah. That would suck though, living alone in that big of a fucking house.
Dude, yikes.
Even living alone in our house, I'd be like, ew.
Also, do you pay people to maintain your yard?
And the rooms and that are just collecting dust?
Dust.
And bugs.
Oh my god. For the first time, he didn't have to really listen to his mom. Free of all that bullshit, he now gets to do whatever he wants, which, let's throw it back to what he wants.
To kill people.
Well,
men?
More than that, to
eat them.
More than that, to eat them.
Yeah.
Obviously, gotta kill him to eat them.
Yeah.
Even though he was so stoked to be free of his mom, apparently he built a shrine for her in the house that included a plastic mannequin that he would, like, lay down on the pillow every night.
Oh,
and I can't
no.
say that that's confirmed across every story, but it was in a few. So I decided
so
to include
So this
it.
Guy is Ed Kemper, Jeffrey Dahmer, and Norman Bates all in one?
I would be wrong to say no.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he's definitely an interesting mix. So, also after the war, but before his mom died, the internet had come to Germany.
Oh, okay.
Right? Very
that
beginning.
Late?
The internet
1999?
Before his mom died. So,
oh, okay.
So, before that.
Okay.
I don't know if you know. Cool.
Tell us or don't. Fuck you.
Doesn't matter. He got real into internet porn real quick.
Oh, okay. Gay internet porn?
Well, and specifically pain and torture videos.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Dope.
I mean, do your thing, but it's going to turn into something really bad.
Well, it does very quickly.
Yeah.
Through these porn sites, he found his first online chat rooms focusing on cannibalism. And, like, in, like, the documentaries, it's, like, showing the computer screen as being, like, really back in the day OG internet.
Yeah.
You know?
Where it's, like, a black, like, back screen and then, like, colored fonts.
You know.
Bright pink fonts.
Code.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Do you remember, okay, it was, like, Facebook back in the day, but for, like, emo kids, and it was called, like, Vampire something. Oh, I can't remember what it was.
I had this Mies.com shit that I was
If we can find it, we need to look
it
up.
Wait, what is it called?
It's Vampire something.
Vampire.
Emo website.
Are you really think that's going to be it?
I mean, I look it up.
Is it Vampire Freaks clothing?
Yes, yes. No, wait, it's not clothing, though. It's Vampire Freaks, like, a social media.
Okay, hang on. Let me Google that.
Vampire. I was on that show all the time back in the day.
It looks like Vampire Freaks has developed
into a clothing brand?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
After two decades of ruling the online underworld, alternative culture platform Vampire Freaks has announced its forthcoming closure. So Vampire Freaks is gone.
Oh, that's too bad.
We mourn its loss and celebrate its legacy.
Oh.
Back to Armin Mivus.
Oh, yeah. Cannibal chat rooms. Very different.
Oh, so different. Definitely no Mies. Definitely no Vampire Freaks.
No.
Although I wish I knew what Vampire Freaks was back in the day.
It was fun.
But internet, big deal. He's now found people who kind of like are into the same shit he's into.
Eating people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, on the outside, Armin Mivus seemed like a great guy. He was like a great neighbor. He was super handy. He would help people by mowing their lawns or fixing their cars or inviting them out to like dinner or like over to his house for like dinner or some shit.
Okay.
Everyone else who like knew him besides his neighbors said that he was just your average guy. Like you'd be like, oh yeah, he's just some computer technician, whatever.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that. You know? In his 36 bedroom manor.
Mm-hmm. But, and I mean, he's like 30, like
839. Okay.
So he was actually like doctoring computer images of young men, making it look like there was like human torture going on, or he would like get meat of like an animal and like reshape it and make it look like it's human meat.
What the fuck?
And he would shape them to be like so realistic, and like he would also make human body parts out of marzipan.
Oh my God.
And
marzipan?
then doctor the photos like on his computer to make it look like it's a something else. And like they were wildly successful. People on these like online forums loved it.
What the fuck? His like fake human creations that he said were real?
Well, I don't know if he was saying they were real or not, but he definitely wanted them to look real.
Okay.
So I don't know if it was art for this guy.
I don't think it was art. I don't think it was art.
I think it was fantasy for sure.
Yeah. Marzipan? What the fuck?
Yeah. So it's now 2000. Armin's like 39 years old.
Okay.
He's in one of these chat rooms and he's living on his own. His mom's not there anymore. He has a 36 fucking bedroom manor that he can do whatever the fuck he wants in.
Yeah.
So why not find someone that he can kill and eat? Right?
Why not do that?
Like the next logical
spring break.
Step.
Do what you're gonna do, I guess. What the fuck? Mom's not around.
Spring break. Mom's dead. That's fucked.
He's like 40, so it's gonna happen.
So he goes into one of these chat rooms about cannibalism, and he finally has built up the courage to post a message saying something along the lines of, looking for a young, well-built man aged 18 to 30 willing to be slaughtered and eaten.
Okay.
But he's going into a cannibalism, like, group chat, like, chat room. So, like,
okay.
I gotta be honest, like, if there was anywhere you'd feel comfortable posting, it's probably there.
I mean, yeah, I wouldn't just tweet that.
No.
That's for sure.
Never tweet that.
No.
No. But maybe go into a cannibalism forum and post a little message about it.
Yeah, I guess.
In this guy's case, it was a smash success, okay?
Really?
He had plenty of people responding to his request, very interested. And one of these people was a young man named York. He got so far as to be laid out on Armin's table, like, about to be butchered, like, and consenting. He was
holy
like, yeah,
shit.
You can kill me and then eat me.
Okay.
And so he's, like, laying on the table, is about to go down. He says, you know what, dude? Like, I'm not feeling good. I don't want to do this.
So he decides he doesn't want to be eaten.
Yeah.
Surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise. And what does Armin do? He says, okay, and lets him go. Because he was, like, he wanted someone who was like, yes, you can kill me and eat me.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, the consent had been revoked.
Yeah, he was like, okay, bye.
Armin was very respectful of that consent.
I mean, that's good to hear.
Yeah. Turns out this happened with a couple other people. They got so far as being like almost ready to do it, and then they backed out. And every time that someone backed out, he said, yeah, you can go.
Damn.
He let them back out. He was very respecting of their consent. I mean, I don't know what to say about this case because it is very nuts and there's a lot more we have to get into.
Yeah.
But
at this point, I don't have any qualms with him. Like, what am I going to say? He's getting consent. He's not doing anything mm-hmm. when it gets revoked.
Exactly. And here's the thing. At that point, I feel like a lot of like killers, mm-hmm. if the consent had been revoked, they would kill him anyway. But no.
You're not wrong. Yeah.
No, this guy fully respected that. So, while he's trying to find someone who would really go through with the plan, Armin would make paper machete heads and cut off mannequin body parts and hang them from the ceiling so that he could show, like, post on the forums and show victims, like, what he, like, wanted to do.
Really?
Yeah.
Shit, okay.
And people were still responding to him.
I guess he's being specific.
Mm-hmm.
Forthcoming.
And it's kind of shocking how, like, genuinely many people he, like, spoke with about this.
Yeah. Well, I mean, all there are cannibal websites forums. That literally are meant for this. So,
in the OG internet days when, like, technology was not so easy that you would be able to pinpoint people that quick and that easy.
I wonder if they're still out there.
I do wonder.
Maybe we should look it up after this.
What do we even Google?
Cannibal chat rooms.
Whoa. Is that safe? Should we go on private, even though the FBI sees that anything, too?
Yeah, we should.
Well, you guys know what we find, so you don't have to put yourself in that situation.
Yep.
No, anyways.
We'll take that on for you, even though you didn't ask us to.
The last guy that Armin finds, who was willing to be killed and eaten, was an engineer from Berlin who replied to Armin's post in, like, 2001. Early 2001.
Okay. Can I see pictures of these people?
Yes,
so I can,
actually.
Like, place some faces to the names?
No, that's actually a great idea.
Okay.
Let me pull up Armin real quick.
I'm a visual learner.
And you should be.
Thanks.
Okay, this is Armin, and keep in mind, like,
so this is the cannibal.
Yes, and as far as anybody's concerned, he's just your average, like, 40-year-old computer technician.
I think I might have seen him before, yeah.
You probably have.
He fed this guy to other people, though?
No, I have so much to tell you.
Oh, fuck, okay.
It's insane, dude, it's insane. Okay, now, let me show you the guy that we're going to be talking about.
The guy that he eats?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is Brandes,
okay.
So he replied to his post in early 2001. I just showed you their pictures. That I showed you is 43-year-old Bernd Jürgen Brandes.
Okay, I mean, I think that's close enough.
Probably, hopefully.
Okay.
He was so down for this plan.
Which is crazy to me.
Of being murdered and then eaten.
So did he think he was going to be straight up, like, murdered quickly and then his body was going to be eaten by this guy?
Well, let's talk about what they talked about.
Okay.
43-year-old Brandes was too down for this whole situation. He even suggested to Armin that he use his skull as an ashtray after...
Holy fucking
after it's all
shit.
Said and done, right?
God,
you
all
gotta
right.
think about this, though. What kind of person is, like, going down with this?
Someone who wants to die and then have their body desecrated?
Whoa. Yeah.
Like, holy shit.
Yeah, actually.
Which is a
right.
whole nother level
well, I was
of goddamn.
Someone
damn.
Who's got something like. Because, like, everybody who knows this guy says this is very uncharacteristic of him, right? They would never think something like this.
Yeah. I would never think this of someone, though.
No, I wouldn't either.
And you're like, man, he's acting a little off today. Maybe he's wanting to get eaten by someone?
No.
Have his skull turned into an ashtray? Like.
No, but, like, clearly he's battling something dark on his own.
Oh, yeah.
So we got a couple people battling some dark shit here.
Yeah. And which revolves around cannibalism?
Yeah.
Well, so.
Let me explain it to you as much as I fucking can.
Okay.
This is, you're not expecting. Brandes was an extreme masochist already on his own.
Okay.
Like, the self
Wait, the murderer, the cannibal guy,
no,
or the other guy?
The other guy.
Oh.
The guy who was like, yeah, I'm interested in your shit.
Oh, fuck.
Kill me and eat me.
Okay.
His biggest fantasy was having his penis cut off.
Okay.
That was his, like, dream.
All right.
Okay, no shame.
I mean, do what you're gonna do.
But this is what I have to
it's
say about what I know about Bernd Brandes.
Okay.
He had been with a girl, never had come out in any way, been with this live-in girlfriend for a long time. They break up.
Okay.
Because him saying, hey, I also like dudes. him telling her, hey, I'm bisexual.
And oh, she's so like, he's not even down. Gay. He's bi.
Yeah, he's bi.
Okay.
So then before he leaves, he has a partner. In Brandes' messages with Armin Mivas, he offers his body to be eaten alive. He wasn't like 1,000% down for the slaughter.
Wait, the slaughter, like. You mean like the killing?
Mm-hmm. But he was like, yeah, you can like eat me alive.
What? He knew he was going to die though from that, right? So he wanted to be butchered to death?
Oh, I think the more that I explain this story, it'll make more sense.
Fuck.
But
right.
Yes, it is very confusing. Okay. What is this guy doing? Why is this guy saying, yes, kill me, eat me, but wait, eat me alive, and then eventually I'll
Did
die?
Did he want to see him be eaten? Himself be
well,
eaten?
Well, let me tell you. So, before Brandes leaves to meet Armin, I will tell you everything that goes down between them, and I think it'll make more sense when I tell you that.
Okay.
But before he leaves to go meet him, Brandes tells his, at that point, partner that he's going on a work trip.
Okay.
He clears all, like, messages and emails and everything from Armin Mivas on his computer, gets rid of all of, like, the trace that this could be where he's going.
Okay.
And smart, he buys a one-way ticket from Berlin to Kassel, Germany, where the manor is.
One way, so he knew he was gonna die.
Yes.
That's fucked up to do to your boyfriend.
Well, I mean, imagine this. Your dream is to have your penis cut off. And you're like, hey, as long as you do that, and then we can chat a bit before I die, I'm down. But let me die for that.
I mean, I'll at least tell my boyfriend, hey, I'm gonna go accomplish my dream, and I'll send you a letter a few days later. And he'd be like, fuck you, what? And then I'd leave, and at least I'd send him a letter and be like, hey, I got my dick chopped off, and it was great.
Whoa.
And I loved it.
Here's the thing. You're not expecting to live through getting your dick sucked off. Or
sucked off!
Whoa! Getting your dick chopped off.
Yeah, well, that's why he bought a one-way ticket.
Yeah.
And he should have told his boyfriend.
And deleted all his information. But, like, at the same time, like, can you really say that? Or are you then implicating another person of murder, even though this is what you want?
What do you mean?
Well, because if you tell your partner, hey, I'm about to go get my dick chopped off.
Well, don't tell him that part. You should just say, I'm going to go complete a dream and I'll send you a letter later.
So then you said send the letter saying, yo, I just got my dick
chopped off. After you're dead.
Well, yeah,
and then he's
going to
call the police and then there you go.
Well, but I think this guy was like, no, if this guy's going to fulfill my dream for me, the police
So you're saying it was a good move for him to not tell his long-term boyfriend that he was about to go get eaten to death by some dude in Kassel, Germany.
That's not at all what I'm saying. What I am saying, though, is that it makes sense for him to not be, like, implicating the other guy. If he's like, yo.
Send a letter saying goodbye.
Yeah, you should, as a good person. Absolutely.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay, well, I agree.
You're like, I don't know, solid move.
Not solid move. But I do see where he's coming from, where he's like, okay, like, I'm not trying, this guy's going to murder me because that's what I want. I don't want that guy to then
go
to jail
for murder.
Well, you
can at least nut up then and say goodbye forever, I don't love you anymore, and then leave.
Whoa, you're going to tell him you don't love
him? It better than be like, I'm going on a work trip, I'll see you later.
That's fucked.
And then leaving.
Yeah, but I don't know, maybe I would be like, things just haven't been working out. I
exactly.
need to die somewhere.
You can be like, I hate you now, so I'm leaving.
Don't
Bye.
Tell him you hate them.
It's going to be better when you never come back.
Okay. Clearly, this is a definite situation I would not want to be in.
Yeah. So don't put yourself in it, man. Don't get butchered to death.
Butchered to death.
Yeah, no.
Don't tell someone they can chop off my penis and let me bleed to death.
Well, I don't think it's going to be a problem for you, but...
No penis.
Yeah, no penis.
Anyways, so they meet. Brandes and Armin Mivas meet March 9th, 2001. He gets picked up by Mivas. They have a really long car ride back to Armin's mansion. And then Armin leaves Brandes in a room for, like, just a few minutes while he goes to go grab some, like, coffee or some shit.
Okay.
And when he comes back in the room, Brandes is, according to Armin.
Okay.
Brandes is butt naked, apparently says, I want you to admire your dinner.
Okay.
Talking about his penis.
Okay.
In case
you weren't ready. I hate it.
He drank some cough syrup, and then the two waited because the plan was that once Brandes was, like, mostly unconscious or, like, asleep,
yeah,
then he would cut off the penis. But after about, like, 30 minutes, Brandes is still awake, and he's like, I don't know, I want to do this anymore, starts to back out.
Yeah,
so okay. Armin, very much according to character.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, you don't want to do it. You don't got to do it. Gets in the car. He drives him halfway back to Castle so he can catch, like, a brain.
Yeah.
Fucking.
I'm going to assume it was a train.
Yeah,
because they both lived in Germany, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Berlin in Germany?
Yes. Berlin is the capital of Germany.
Cut. So...
Okay. Oh, my God.
Armin and him are driving. They're, like, halfway back to Castle from Armin's manor.
Okay.
When Brandon starts to rethink things again.
He's like, maybe chop my dick off?
Well, no, yeah. Yeah. So he's like, wait. If I go back home, how am I supposed to explain all this to my partner?
You said you went on a business trip.
He could have just stuck to the business trip.
Yeah.
But in his mind, he's like, I'm going to have to tell him everything. I think the two of them fucked. In some of them, it's like, it kind of indicated that, like, when
I mean, I would believe that.
I want you to admire your dinner thing.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Dinner was probably admired.
Yeah. I assume they had sex.
Yeah. So he's like, how am I supposed to go back and explain all this shit? So then he's like, you know what would be better? Getting my dick chopped off and bleeding out. So,
to each their
they
own.
Turn around.
God,
and they go back
right.
to the manor. This time, back at the manor, he takes a whole bunch of sleeping pills, drinks some more cough syrup, and some schnapps of some flav, probably.
Okay.
And then, dude.
Wait, okay, here's my question. So he wants to be butchered to death, right?
Well, he wants to have his dick chopped off, and then he says he doesn't really care what happens after
But that. He doesn't want to be conscious for it?
Now, that's surprising to me. I agree.
Yeah.
And a lot of what we have
that's his dream. He just wants to fall asleep and die?
Well, obviously, this guy is going to die.
Yeah.
So,
well, yeah.
But from what Armin Mivas tells us, and which is a lot of what we have here, is okay. just what Armin says.
I mean, I assume that's the only story we can get.
And there's a lot to go off of. So let's get into it. They get back. They take more drink or whatever. He takes more drink. Then the two made a videotape of Armin cutting off Brandes' penis.
Okay.
And then the two of them trying to eat it together.
Oh, he tried to eat his own penis?
This is fucking god-awful. But they first tried to have Armin bite it off. That was what Brandes, according to Armin, that's what Brandes was for him to bite his penis off.
Okay.
But obviously that didn't work. His teeth weren't sharp enough.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, imagine trying to bite a fucking dick off.
Well, I think it'd be hard.
Yeah.
So Armin uses a knife. He tries a butter knife first.
Dude, what the fuck is...
Tell me why you're doing this to this
serrated
guy.
Serrated blade, my dude.
Yeah. And then he uses a sharp knife.
God.
Brandes, whose penis just been cut off, tries to eat some of his
own... Did they do full penis and balls?
I honestly don't know, but I want to say penis, but that's just because of another part that comes up.
Fuck.
We'll get to it.
Okay.
Brandes tried to eat some of his own raw penis, but couldn't because it was too tough and chewy. Apparently, at this point, Armin also tried to eat some of the raw penis. Too tough, too chewy.
Okay.
I hate to hear that.
I mean, I assume that's how it would be, though.
Well, yeah.
I don't imagine a raw penis being tender and amazing.
Whoa.
Like, what the fuck, dude?
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew. So Armin then fries it in a pan with salt, pepper, wine, and garlic.
Okay.
And then also fried it with some of Brandes's fat.
What do you mean his fat? Like from his dick?
I think.
What?
Blech.
That makes me think they cut the balls off too.
Well, maybe. I really don't know for sure.
Is there fat in the dick?
Is there fat in the dick?
There has to be.
Hey, you're in anatomy. You find out.
I actually think there is.
Can't wait to find
out. I mean, there has to be.
Is there no fat in... Well, where would the fat be?
Just, you know, when it's at limp? That's like veins and tissue and fat and shit.
It's okay, guys.
Wait, do you think he was hard when he cut it off? Probably. I'm going to say probably. It's like his ultimate dream.
And now I don't want to disrespect here, but I wonder.
He went out the way that he wanted to go out. And in that sense, do what you're going to do. But, ugh.
Well, did he go out in the way he wanted to go out?
I mean, you tell me. This is all I know so
you.
Far is him saying cut off my dick and let's eat it together.
Yeah, that's how much you know for
and
sure.
And so far, he seems pretty on board, right?
Well, he seems pretty on board. But
like, his penis
time,
is off.
But it's, yeah, well, yeah.
His penis is off
it
and
is
he's
off.
Still about it.
And he's bleeding out.
Okay.
He tries to eat his dick. He can't.
Okay.
Armin cooks it in some of his fucking fat.
Okay.
And then they ate a little bit of that as well, but it tasted nasty, mostly because they burnt it.
Well, and it's Armin a dick. Burnt
it. And it's a dick.
It's a fucking dick.
But Armin also burnt it quite a bit. And again, I just want you guys to know with this story, there are things that I read in some places and not in others. This is one of them. Supposedly, he fed it, like, chopped it up and fed it to the dog. Supposedly.
I mean, I don't doubt it if he burnt it and he wasn't
And if he has a dog.
That's fucked up.
It's fucked up.
Also, though, I don't know how the fuck... How would you fuck that up if this is your dream to eat human? You burn that
shit? Well, it's also your first time doing it.
I guess. Do a medium fucking low heat. You know what I mean? Why are you putting it up
Not
high?
Not everyone's a fucking cook like you, man.
Well, I mean, common sense.
You get that, one choice how many times cut of you penis. Burned chicken or some shit.
I can get chicken at the grocery store for $3 a pound. This guy's getting penis once in his life.
You know how much you can buy chicken for a pound?
I'm talking about penises here. Oh, yeah. This is a once in a lifetime.
Yeah, you'd probably cook the penis well, but also you've never cooked human meat before.
Low and slow.
At least you know, Mads. Fucking good luck.
Oh, well, I don't ever plan on it, but...
I hope fucking not.
If I do, I guess it'll be delicious.
Low and slow. Okay, so after this batshit fucking whole ordeal, all videotaped.
Wait, them eating the dick and sautéing it and trying to eat it again?
I believe you are correct.
Fuck,
and okay. It being chopped off.
Okay, well, yeah.
Yeah. So after all of that happens, Armin runs a bath for Brandes.
Okay.
Supposedly, according to Armin, it was by Brandes' request because he was bleeding so much and he was getting really cold. And he thought that a warm bath would pull the blood out quicker and he'd die sooner.
Fuck.
So his plan was put me in the warm bath so I can bleed out quicker and die
In that sooner. Blue bathroom?
Yeah.
That's where he wanted to
die? I'm gonna assume so, but also in a 36-bedroom household, how many bathrooms are there?
You know? God.
Maybe it was that bathroom. Probably.
I assume.
Why would there be all the pictures?
Yeah.
Armin puts him in the bath and then goes into the other room and reads his Star Trek book.
Okay. As you do.
And every...
After you've eaten a man's penis.
After you've attempted to eat a man's penis.
And he took a bite.
Kind of turned into ass.
Yeah.
Penis or ass?
Ass.
Ass.
Yeah.
Why the penis?
I fucking... Ugh.
Well, hey. But every, like, 15 minutes or so, he goes in and checks on Brandes. He keeps expecting him to die. Like, that was kind of the plan. Was put him in the bath. He's going to bleed out. He's going to die.
Yeah.
And then Brandes had even said, after that, I don't care what you do with my body, but, like, what I wanted was my penis to be cut off.
Yeah.
Brandes was just drifting in and out of consciousness in the bathtub, bleeding out, but, like, so fucking slowly.
Yeah.
That he was in the bathtub for around 3 hours before he gained enough, consciousness to get up out of the bathtub and collapse on the floor.
Fuck.
And at that point... Armin grabs him and, like, tucks him into a bed.
Okay.
In the home. Again, just according to Armin says that Brandes says to him at this point, essentially, don't call an ambulance, and if I'm alive in the morning, we'll eat the rest of my genitalia.
Jesus Christ!
That's what Armin says. Do you believe him? I don't know. How are you supposed to know?
Well, here's the thing. Here's my reasoning in my head. Mm-hmm. We don't know. It's one-sided. This is guy that killed the other guy.
But
so
he's
who
also
fucking knows?
Already saying a lot.
This guy met this guy in a cannibal website, right?
Yes.
So from day one, he was consenting, saying, like, I want you to eat my penis. Yes. I want you to do this. They get down
and
to it.
Once I die, cool.
Yeah. Whatever. I'm, like, not surprised, like, if he backs out after the act actually happens. Because, mm-hmm. like... Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
But up until maybe it happened, he was consenting. And I honestly believe that he could have been consenting the whole time because this was like his dream.
Yeah.
But who fucking knows? Because I've never been in the situation where I get my genitalia chopped the fuck off.
Right. And then how are you supposed to apply this to law? With two consenting adults.
Well, if he could prove that he was consenting, which honestly, I mean, he took a video of the whole thing.
That's true. But we will talk about the video. Okay. It's definitely not anywhere for public view.
I wouldn't think so.
I can assure
I'm sure the
you of
jury
that.
And the investigators have seen it, but...
Ooh, you know they have. By 5 a.m., March 10th, 2001, Brandes is dead.
The next morning?
Yes. 5 a.m. the next morning.
Okay.
From here, Armin hangs Brandes' body up on a meat hook and then butchers his body, taking, like, cuts at a time.
Yeah.
He's, like, putting them in the freezer.
Ugh.
The bones were ground into a powder and the skull was saved but buried in the garden.
Okay.
Apparently, they had talked about what they were going to do with the body afterwards, so this was all, like, planned.
Damn.
Although, I guess the skull was not used as an ashtray.
I mean, that seems pretty goddamn consensual.
It does seem very goddamn consensual.
Well, here's the thing. If it's two consenting people,
who's to say that's wrong?
I'm going to say it's not. But who knows if he was consenting or not.
And honestly, as far as after I've done all this fucking research, I still have a very conflicting opinion on whether at some point did things change. And so I'm going to talk more about
that. I'm sure eventually it did.
I'm going to talk a little bit more about that. He videotaped the butchering, so the cutting the body apart.
Okay.
He videotaped the whole thing.
Okay.
And over the course of the next, like, 10 to 12 fucking months, he would defrost and cook parts of Brandis's meat. Before he got arrested, he had eaten at least 44 pounds of Brandis's human meat. Oh my god.
Fucking Christ, dude.
Yeah, so to lead...
That's a lot.
That's fucking so much.
Yeah.
That's one third of... his total weight.
That's fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So all of like the soft tissue and shit, that's that.
Yeah.
So to kind of lead us into like the whole arrest part, Brandis did have a partner back home. At this point, Brandis's partner is like, yo, what the fuck? Where did my fucking boyfriend go? He's looking everywhere. He's contacted the police. He's like, please help me find my boyfriend. But again, Brandis wiped everything off of his computer.
Yeah.
Gave absolutely no indication that he'd even met someone to eat him or anything.
Well, yeah. That's probably the shit that you would wipe from a computer.
So police have no idea that they even need to be looking into Armin Mivas.
Yeah.
By June of 2001, which is only, he only killed Brandis in March of 2001.
Yeah.
Now it's June. And he's like, you know what? I would like to kill someone and eat them again. Stock my freezer more full, I guess.
Ugh.
He puts up another request on the cannibalist chat rooms.
Okay.
He kind of saw himself as like almost like a hero in the cannibalism
community. Because he actually did it.
Because he actually did it, exactly. Because he has photos, he has videos, yeah. And he's posting them. And he's saying, hey, this is what I can do. This is what I've done.
Yeah.
Would you like to be my next victim? I would like Holy to kill shit. You and eat you. And again, he's getting responses. Apparently, during this time, he meets up with people and multiple times consent was revoked. And again, he wouldn't kill them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's good to hear.
Yeah, and he wasn't trying to hide it at all. Almost like he wasn't doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
Whoa. For a second, I thought your beer was about to fizz over. Just the sticker.
Taking the fucking label
just
off.
Just the sticker.
There you go.
Ka-chink, ka-chink. That's not at all.
Mm-mm.
But
this guy's insane.
An Austrian medical student sees the request in one of these chat forums. I don't know if this guy was doing research, why he's in a cannibal chat room.
Yeah.
But he's an Austrian medical student. He sees the request post, and the student is like, what the fuck? Like, is this real?
Well, what the fuck is he doing on that shit?
I don't know. I'm just gonna assume. I don't know, but I wanna assume it's probably, like, research, right?
Yeah, some psychology shit, I
Maybe,
guess.
Maybe, yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
So, he sees that post, and he's like, hey, this all looks very real. Is this guy serious? Like, has this guy done this before, and he's really trying to do this? So, he responds to Armin's post, kind of like as if he's interested. He's not saying, like, hey, what the fuck,
or
anything like that.
Yeah.
So, Armin fully believes that this guy is interested in being his next victim.
Okay.
And he indulges in a very large, in-depth conversation in which this Austrian student, I think his name was, like, Rudenberg?
Okay.
I don't know, something like that.
I believe him.
I hope you do. And in this conversation, Armin fully admits to, yes, this is 100% real. This is what I've done.
Damn.
So this guy's like, yo, this is obviously real at this point. Contacts authorities.
Fuck. Okay. Yeah. All right.
And that was in July of 2001 that he alerted authorities to this guy.
Mm.
So now November 28th, 2002. Almost like a year and a half later, a warrant was issued for Armin, and I don't know what the holdup was, like why it took so long, or if they like maybe they were just trying to find something that would secure them a warrant. But they get the warrant and they get into Armin's home on November 28th, 2002. They raid the house, finding 15 pounds of Brandis's body in the freezer.
Oh my god.
They all were like, obviously this is human meat. No tests have been run yet.
Yeah.
Later, way later, they also find the videos of the penis being cut off and eaten and butchering, and like also the video of the butchering.
Yeah.
But they haven't found it yet, and that fucking sucks, because here's what happened next. Okay?
Okay, all right.
Here's what happened next.
Shit, lay it on me, bitch.
Yeah. Armin obviously gets arrested. He's brought into questioning, but because there was no other evidence found in the home, besides all of that fucking meat that they haven't been able to positively test as human yet, they haven't found the videos, they haven't found anything else in the home that connects him to, like, really murder, so he gets let go.
What the fuck? Why didn't they test the meat?
Well, they were testing it, but it takes a minute, and it's also back in the, 2002, I don't know how long it takes back then, but you can only hold someone for so many hours, right?
24.
And if your shit doesn't get tested in that time, what do you do?
God, I guess let a cannibal go back onto the streets?
I fucking suppose.
God.
Yeah. Armin's next move at this point, though, surprisingly enough, burping on the pod. Surprisingly enough, Armin's next move was to confess. And this is what his neighbor thinks the reasoning was. He had met a woman in the time between murdering Brandes and his arrest. The neighbor seems to think he thought before he could pursue an actual relationship with this girl, he felt like he needed to confess.
Weird.
Whether or not that's the reason he actually came forward to confess or not, I don't know. But he goes to a lawyer and he's like, yo, I did all this shit straight up. What the fuck do I do?
Yeah.
How do I get out of this? Now, what do we do? Because he didn't think he did anything wrong. He was like, we were consenting. The whole thing we agreed upon.
Well, here's the thing. If that's the truth, then like...
He goes into his lawyer. He's like, what the fuck do we do? The lawyer's like, hey, well, you told me all this. Let's go talk to a judge and see what a judge thinks. The judge is like, wow, okay, so you've told me a lot here. How about you go home? The police are going to come to your house, and then we'll see what happens at that point.
Yeah.
He goes home. He's waiting. The cops do come. He doesn't say, like, I didn't do any of that shit. He does say, what I did may have been, like, wrong in a sense. He doesn't say it's 100% right. He's okay. But he largely places the blame on Brandes for wanting so badly to be mutilated, like, almost, demandingly so.
Don't place the blame on him. It was definitely a mutual thing.
Yeah, it was definitely a mutual thing. Norman also says that he only did the mutilation part, like the cutting off the dick thing, because that's what Brandis' side of the deal was.
Yeah, I mean, fair enough.
So he's like, I only mutilated him like that because that's what he wanted.
And I bet they were able to look through their messages and see that.
Yeah, exactly. And then at that point, it's like, hey, well, I wanted to eat his meat, and he wanted me to cut off his dick, which in turn would kill him, and then he said I could do whatever I wanted with his body.
Yeah.
So it's kind of really all adding up.
It kind of is so far.
And I can't say, as far as everything that Armin says that Brandis said, I don't want to say I fully believe all that, because... Yeah. I mean, he could have said anything, and who knows why Armin would say what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know this
guy. The only reason that I, like, maybe believe him even a little bit is because of the fact that he met with so many people off of this cannibal website.
And whenever they revoked
consent, he would just be like, okay, never mind. Like, I don't want to do this.
And even when this guy revoked consent and said he wanted to go home, he was like, okay, let's go home.
That be, like, the same case with him then? Like, if he revoked consent, he would just be like, okay, I'll take you to the hospital.
I would think. But also, now we have to consider, at some point, he had taken, what, sleeping pills? Cough medicine.
Yeah.
Alcohol.
Yeah.
He gets his dick cut off.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, what if you... I mean, at that point, maybe it's too late for sure.
I guess that's true.
Be like, please call me an ambulance or something.
Yeah.
And at that point, would Armin call an ambulance or would he let you die?
Yeah.
December 10th, 2002, Armin went to the criminal inspector's quarters where in a 5-hour interrogation, he gave police full details of everything that happened leading up to and during this crime.
Okay.
Back at his house the next day, evidence was found that like had been missed before, such as the skull buried in the garden. Which proves human. I mean, someone's been murdered.
Yeah. Did they test the meat at this point?
Yes. At the house at this time, they found the skull in the garden. They found disembodied hands and feet, and then 35 bags of frozen meat. Shortly after this meat that was confirmed to be Brandes's and nobody else, they were worried, like, what if this guy's killed multiple people?
Yeah.
They were like, no, it looks like he's just killed this one person. And then they also found the videos proving that at least for the most part, Armin was telling the truth about what happened.
Yeah.
Both the videos of him butchering and cutting off the dick.
Which I'm sure was a horrifying video.
Well, we're going to talk more about the video. So, when Brandis' penis was cut off, his blood alcohol level was not very high, actually.
Really?
So, there's not a ton of alcohol in his system. And also, the amount of, like, sleeping pills in his system wasn't as high as, like, you probably would have expected it to be.
Okay.
Based off everything it read, it said he took a bunch, and, like, yeah, he was probably disoriented, but, like, not enough to really actually help any of the pain.
Fuck.
The pain of a penis being cut off is equivalent to a sense of impending doom, the strongest pain that can be inflicted, which was seen and heard in the video when he screamed for over 2 minutes straight.
Did he ever say, like, stop or, like, don't or anything?
Not according to anything I found here.
Fuck. Okay.
He just screamed. Okay. And everyone was like, that guy could not have been in anything but immense pain.
Yeah.
Impending doom pain.
Yeah.
So December 3rd, 2003, Armin Mavis went on trial for Brandis' murder. This is like 2.5 years after he actually committed the murder.
Okay.
The murder.
Murder.
In Germany at the time, again, as I told you earlier, cannibalism was not illegal. So the courts weren't trying to get him for cannibalism, but for murder.
Yeah.
They were like, you murdered this guy.
I mean, which he did.
He did.
But consensually?
But yeah, how do you even confront that?
Yeah.
Really? In court, he talks so nonchalantly about everything. He's like, yeah. This is what happened. We agreed upon this. This is what we did. And it was like, he almost came off as like a severe, like, narcissist. Where everyone was like, this guy's a cocky motherfucker. He was like grinning and smiling.
Oh, that's not good.
He was very confidently like, I didn't do anything wrong. So
people, in a way, I can see his point.
But people, like, did not like this from him. They did not like him at all. His fight, though, which I think is very interesting. So the prosecution's obviously going for murder. His defense was that if you take a very literal look at German law, what happened here was not necessarily murder. It was more of, like, an assisted suicide.
Yeah.
And that is not classified as murder, really.
Is that illegal in Germany, though?
Assisted suicide? Manslaughter.
Oh, okay.
It's manslaughter.
Okay.
But it's not murder, and yeah. That's a big thing. I mean, that's a huge difference, really. December 30th, 2004, Armin was charged with manslaughter of Bernd Brandes, sentenced to 8.5 years in prison.
Okay. All right.
Can you really argue with that?
You could. I mean, did they prove longer without a shorter doubt that this guy did revoke his consent?
Well, at no point were they able to really prove that he did revoke his consent.
There you go.
So 8.5 years kind of seems like, well, you did kill someone.
Yeah, but also you let multiple people go and they said they didn't want to.
And did they take that into account?
I
don't know.
I mean, it seems pretty consensual. I mean, I'm not victim blaming here, but it seems like he wanted his dick to be cut off and let him bleed out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what ended up happening. The dick cutting off video, at no point was he like, stop. Never mind. Yeah,
they did not say anything. Again, I can't watch that video, but... So he was
down for the dick cutting off.
It did seem that way very much, yes. That's what he wanted.
And they talked about, like, disposal methods of his body.
They did that.
So, like...
It's definitely a hard situation. So he gets 8.5 years in prison, right? Okay. Both sides are pissed.
Yeah.
Both sides are pissed because on the prosecution end, they're like, that's not nearly fucking enough. This guy murdered this guy.
Yeah.
On Armin's end, he's over here like, I didn't do fucking shit wrong, dude. This guy consented to this. We did what was agreed upon.
Mm-hmm. And there's no law against cannibalism in Germany.
No, but there is a law against murder. But he's like, I don't feel like I murdered anyone.
Cut off his dick.
Yeah. Now we get to kind of like, there's going to be a little bit of a twist. The retrial begins January 12th, 2006. And the big question here was Armin doing it for himself, for his own like sexual gratification? Or was he doing it because this guy asked him to?
Oh, well, I mean, that's easy to answer. He's definitely doing it for himself.
Exactly. So yeah. It was definitely more clear that Armin had done it for his own sexual gratification more than he was doing it for Brandes's. He even admitted to masturbating to the video of both the, I mean,
dick castration. Off.
Yeah. As well as the butchering.
Okay.
He would jerk it to both videos.
Jesus Christ.
So it was in this retrial, which wasn't so much covered in the first trial, with the amount of alcohol and like sleeping pills and everything in Brandes' system, like even if he wanted to revoke consent at some point, he couldn't have.
I mean, I would believe that in a way.
Exactly. So that adds even more fog to our fogginess here.
Yeah.
It was also discovered. Now, this is like the big twist. If there is a twist in this story, this is it.
Fuck, okay.
It was also discovered in this retrial from watching the video of the butchering. It was determined that Brandes was still breathing before the butchering began. Yeah. So he's hung up on this meat hook.
Still alive?
Apparently in the video, and again, we can't watch this video, it's definitely not public, but apparently in the video, a forensic pathologist says you can very clearly see him breathing and turn his head right before Armin stabs him in the neck two times, which then kills him.
That's what killed him. Fuck.
Yeah.
Well, that's a little bit fucked up.
See, that's not what was agreed upon.
No.
So that in and of itself definitely proves murder.
Yeah, no. Now I'm on that side.
Yeah, and it's definitely not in the way agreed upon. So bringing it back, this like retrial actually ends up doing this guy fucking dirty.
Yeah.
He could have gotten off within 8.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, he is now sentenced as guilty of murder, no longer manslaughter.
Yeah.
And sentenced to life.
Well, as you would expect at that point. Yeah.
Life in Germany means a minimum of 15 years.
Okay.
A lot of people right now, it is speculated that he is going to get out.
Is he still alive?
Yeah, he's in prison right now.
Damn.
He was only convicted in like 2006.
But he's like old as shit now, right?
I mean, he was born in 1960, so he's like 60.
Older than my grandma.
He's 60 right now. 1961 to 2021.
Okay.
It's highly suspected in all the documentaries I watched and everything I read. It is suspected that he's going to get out soon based on German law of 15-year minimum.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't think he's going to do it again.
Are you sure? Because, like, I don't know. I mean, he definitely found himself in quite a predicament here.
I feel like he's just too old at this point.
Actually, you're right. I didn't 61. Think about the age thing. At this point, I mean, he was already 40 when he was doing it the first time.
Yeah.
So that's it. That's Armin Mavis. Or Mivis. I don't really remember.
Probably Mivis.
I think it was Mivis. Ate a dick, a raw dick, and then a sautéed dick.
Yeah.
That was burnt and then fed it to his dog, maybe. We don't know.
And the other dude also ate his own dick.
Raw.
Yeah.
Chewy. Yeah. Tough.
Yeah, of course.
Why would you think it would be anything else?
God.
And also, why would he want that? Why would he want his dick chopped off? And then why would he want to eat it with this weird cannibal dude? But at the same time, he did find this guy through a cannibal fucking group. Like,
well, here's the thing. You're your own person. Do what you're going to do. If you want your dick chopped off and you want to eat it, like,
no one should give you shame in that. Yeah. I fully believe that.
But, like, holy shit.
But it is shocking. It's shocking nonetheless.
I mean, it's taboo.
Just because it's taboo. In no way can I relate to wanting that.
Yeah.
I don't have a dick to be chopped off, granted.
Well, I don't want anyone to chop my tits off.
Yeah, I don't want anything chopped off.
No.
I don't want to experience any chopping or bleeding out.
Yeah, but here are my final thoughts on the thing, okay? Which were tainted by your last little pieces of evidence.
They were tainted?
Here is my idea.
Okay.
So, if this guy, the cannibal, what's his name?
Armin Mavis.
If he completed everything as was planned, then I would say it's consensual, and honestly, he should be maybe in a little bit of trouble, but not that much.
Right, because yes, he was still murdering, but the guy, I mean, as long as, like, I don't know, maybe get fucking a notarized letter.
Oh, definitely get some notarized shit.
This shit is agreed upon. Yeah,
but if that guy was still breathing on the hook, then he fucked up.
That's fucked up, because he fucked up. That's not what they agreed to at all. He did not agree to being stabbed in the neck to death.
Yeah, on a hook.
He, in fact, said he didn't want to be slaughtered. He was like, cut off my dick because that is what I want and let me bleed to death.
Yeah.
Which still is a crazy fucking request.
But if he had fulfilled that, I honestly would agree with his 8-year sentence. I'd be like, whatever. But he was still breathing on that hook. In that case, he should die in prison.
Yeah, and here he is. However, final thoughts. German law, 15 years minimum, and at least the people in the documentaries I watch seem to believe that means he's going to be getting out sooner than life.
I mean, I could see it.
Yeah, and they could see it, and I kind of go more with what they see than what I see, just because I don't know shit.
I mean, he's not old enough to do it. I mean, young enough to do it again, so like...
Probably not, no. But, at the same time, if you're getting someone who's consenting to it, it's not like you're having to hold someone down and, like, murder them.
True, but how do you put someone on a meat hook when you're 61?
You don't.
Yeah.
Or you do. Kemper's dad's a spry 61-year-old.
You think he could put a full dead man on a fucking meat hook? Kemper's dad could put,
like, 10 dead men on a meat hook.
Oh, my God. Well, let's hope that's not his interest.
He would never.
That's good.
But, I mean, he's a spry 61-year-old.
Yeah.
So maybe this guy, well, after prison, how spry can you be?
I mean, maybe if you focused all your time on just working out in the yard.
I have no idea what Armin Midas was doing, so.
Either way, I mean, I guess he's in prison now, so
yeah,
whatever.
Definitely a weird story, though, right?
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, this guy definitely fed human meat to...
this guy, who's the meat
it was,
to.
And it was a dick.
Yeah.
Yikes. But then after that, he ate the rest of the meat on his own. Yeah. Which is still fucking... he made, like, a whole thing of it. I don't know if I told you, but he would, like, make a whole thing of it, especially at first. Like, it was, like, very ritualistic almost when he would, like, eat the meat.
No. Yeah. No.
Definitely cooked it in a lot of garlic and said it tasted like pork, which, as we've heard, human meat apparently tastes like pork.
It's called long
pig.
Now,
when I eat pork, I just feel a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, I always haven't really liked pork that much.
Me either.
But human is literally called long pig.
Ew. Wait, what the fuck? Where? Who?
And that's what human meat is called.
By
long
who?
Pig.
By who?
Look it up, bitch. If yeah, you look up long whom? Pig.
But by whom?
People who eat human meat, I guess.
A translation of a term formerly used in some Pacific islands for human flesh as food.
Long pig.
Okay.
Boom.
So, facts coming from Maddie. Spit them.
Yeah.
Spit them facts.
That's what I do.
That's Armin Mavis. She's going to be spitting some facts.
Oh, yeah, about this crazy bitch who made people into tea cakes.
What the fuck?
And soap.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, she told me that, and I was like, okay, I'll definitely find a cool story. Yeah, I need to hear that story.
Yeah.
So next week, that's what we'll be hearing. I'm fucking pumped.
It's gonna be pretty crazy.
I would never eat a tea cake again if I.
I don't think I've ever eaten a tea cake.
What the fuck's a tea cake?
I don't know. Do we have tea time here?
Is this ladies in England?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Or Germany?
Well, what the fuck's a tea cake?
I don't know.
Google
it? No, it's fine.
Next time, we'll Google it. You'll come prepared telling me what a tea cake is.
I got you, bitch.
Giving you assignments left and right. Okay, and with that, I mean, probably check us out on our social media and also review us.
Yeah, so check us out on Twitter at
Crew Trime.
Instagram at
Crew Trime Podcast.
And send us an email at
CrewTrimeTrueCrime@gmail.com.
And check out our, like, one YouTube video.
Yeah, like, our one YouTube video at Crew Trime and True Crime Podcast.
On YouTube.
Yeah, and that's us, our Halloween episode. We fucking toured Asylum 49 alone in the dark and recorded
we're there
an episode
by ourselves,
there.
Yeah.
Watch it.
Yeah.
But with that, for real, we love you guys so fucking much.
Yep.
And goodbye.
Bye.